Good morning. For confession of sin this morning, John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 47. Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Jesus said that to Nathanael. And I don't know about you, but I've wondered what the word guile means, because it's not part of our typical communication, conversation. It's not a word that I find myself using, and not a word I hear very often. So in looking this up and studying what it might mean, I thought about what happened in the garden, because Eve was beguiled. She was beguiled. She was deceived. And to be deceived, you need a deceiver, someone with guile. And so guile is someone who has deception. They're someone who's willing to deceive someone else, or has the ability, the motivation to deceive someone else. You might say they're not an honest person. I saw that translation. Not an honest person. I don't know if you're like me, but when you read this verse, you might wonder, is that something Jesus would say about me? Something he said about Nathanael. He wasn't saying that Nathanael was a perfect person. He wasn't saying that he was without sin, just that he was without guile. When we ask the question for ourselves, you know, we're tempted, as humans, we're tempted to look at others and compare ourselves to what we know other people are like. And the Bible says that's not a wise thing to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, talks about those who would measure themselves by themselves or compare themselves among themselves. It says that's not wise. And I found an illustration in this Bible I've been reading. It's Ray Comfort's Bible. It's the King James with his notes. It's very good. I really enjoy it. It illustrates this nicely. It says, a little girl was once looking at a sheep as it ate green grass. She thought to herself how nice and white the sheep looked against the green grass. Then it began to snow. The little girl then thought how dirty the sheep looked against the white snow. Same sheep, different background. When we compare ourselves to the background of man's standards, we come up reasonably clean. However, when we compare ourselves to the snow-white righteousness of the law of God, we see that we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteous deeds are as filthy rags. I don't know where you are in your battle against sin. Maybe you're like Nathanael, and that's one thing you've defeated in your life. Praise God. But consider, this wasn't another sheep